Hello?
Hi, it's George.
Christine?
Hi, George. My name's Natalie. I'm calling from MMA Legal. Is this a convenient time to speak?
Yes, okay.
Lovely. Can you confirm for me your date of birth and your address for data protection, please?
15 10 75, 26 from our road, Jam Travel.
Sorry, what address is that?
26 Summerhill Road.
Lovely, that's well, thank you. So just to make you aware that during the call, if there's any safeguarding, I would need to refer that to the local authority. I would discuss it with you prior to doing that. And also, all calls are recorded for compliance reasons. Are you happy to continue with that?
Miss Anna Gavin?
It's your claim for Scottish redress.
All right, okay, great.
Yeah, is that okay?
Yeah, I think.
Okay, so it's just about getting some more information to report the impact of time in care. What age did you go into care?
What age? I don't know, but 11, 10, 11, 12.
And do you remember what local authority that was with?
It was in the Party Social Work Department, probably.
Party, was it called?
Party. P-A-R-T-I-C-K. Party.
Social care. And did you have any nicknames or any other names that were used?
No. It's dog.
Okay. So care settings, we've got down Candross or Cardross.
Cardross.
Alpha Children's Home?
Ailsa.
Are they spelled with A-I-L-S-A?
Ailsa, right.
Yep, and then is it Ballyking?
Balkan Rain.
Yeah, was there any other settings apart from then?
No.
And what schools did you attend during that time?
I never really liked your school. I got to school and then Ballyking Rain and things like that.
So you didn't really attend, yeah?
No.
Okay, and who's your registered GP surgery?
Just now?
Yeah, please.
Drumchapel Health Centre.
Drumchapel.
Yeah.
Church Centre, did you say?
Drumchapel Health Centre.
Sorry.
Health Centre.
Yeah, thank you. Do you have any other professionals supporting you at the moment, such as social care or occupational health?
No.
No?
I'm on medication for PTSD and stuff like that.
Okay. So, have you got a formal diagnosis of PTSD?
Aye, my doctor's aye.
PTSD. Do you have any other diagnosis? Anxiety, depression?
I'm on medication for depression. I take my clozapine and that for depression and stuff like that.
Okay, have you got any other diagnosis?
I've got diabetes and stuff like that.
Sorry, which one?
I've got diabetes too, isn't it?
Diabetes, okay. Let's put that in that section. Did they give you any other diagnosis such as personality disorder?
None, not really.
No. Have you ever done any self-harm?
Aye.
Yeah, what did you do?
I tried to kill myself a few things or something.
Okay, so self-harm is different to attempts to end in life.
Aye.
What age did you do those attempts?
In my 30s and early 40s.
So, attempted to end life in 30. Is it just two attempts?
What's that?
Was it two attempts?
Three things, I'll say that.
Okay. And how was that done? Was that medication overdose?
Oh, I tried to hang myself.
Tried to hang yourself. Did you get some support for that?
No, really, just for family and friends.
Did you disclose that to your GP?
I told her I was going to be put on my medication.
Yeah, so you have spoke to your GP about that. Do you know if you ever feel that you get those thoughts again, you can always call 111 and option 2.
Yeah,
so there's always somebody at the end of the phone, yeah?
Aye.
With all the attempts by hanging yourself?
Aye.
Yeah, okay. When I talk about self-harm, I'm talking about cutting yourself or burning yourself.
Self-medicating myself with drugs and alcohol and stuff.
Okay. So it's like drug abuse and alcohol abuse?
Okay.
Okay, so what age did you start drinking alcohol?
16, 17.
Okay. And are you still drinking now?
Aye.
Okay, and have you been advised the support services that you can access?
Aye, I've been told to stop drinking now, but I still do it anyway.
Do you know the consequences of it and stuff?
Aye.
Yeah, okay. Because obviously it can affect you internally without you seeing any effect. Until it's too late, if that makes any sense.
Aye.
Yeah?
Right.
Okay. So I'll just say that you've been offered support. Are you declining it at this time?
Yeah. I talked to my GP and the doctor about it, but otherwise I just got on it, really.
So have you heard of I think they're called We Are With You?
My doctor's offered me please. Tell me things about other places, but
Yeah. So We Are With You, they do like different stuff. It's not like you go there and it's like a set regiment thing. They've got different services that they do that support you. So it isn't just like, you know, when you go to an AA meeting and everybody just sits around and has a chat. They do like structured different courses and things to help support you in different ways. So it's not all about just chatting.
Mm-hmm, nice.
Yeah. It might be worthwhile having a look at them.
Nice.
Okay. How old were you when you started using drugs?
16, 17, 18.
Okay, and what did it start with?
Ecstasy, cocaine, speed, things like that.
Let me write this all down. So ecstasy, speed, cocaine. What about cannabis?
I didn't like that.
Okay, and then did it progress from that?
I went to heroin and ended up getting put on methadone then.
So, and what age did you use that move to heroin?
Late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah. And you've moved on to methadone now.
I've not touched heroin and methadone in a while.
Oh, well done.
I'm up for that, but I've been drinking and taking cocaine lately.
Okay. So, it's positive that you've come off the heroin. So that's good. But you're still using the cocaine.
Right.
Yeah. Cocaine. So We Are With You. They actually do drug and alcohol support reduction. And they will tell you ways to support yourself and keep yourself safe as well. So it might be worthwhile just giving them a call. What age did you leave care?
Just before my 16th, I was.
Just before 16th birthday. And did they offer you any support after that time?
No. Nothing.
Okay, and with our company, would you prefer to have a male or a female advisor?
I don't mind.
Okay, so I'll allocate you to myself, so it'll be me that's supporting you with the rest of your claims at this time.
Okay.
Do you provide us consent to get copies of your records from all the professionals that you've provided his name to all?
Yes, I do. That's fine.
Thank you. And would you like to see copies of your care records?
Yes.
Okay. So what's going to happen is it's going to take about 10 months for this process. I'll be your main point of contact. So this number that's come up for me, that's my direct line. If you've got any questions, please do give me a call and save that number. We're going to gather the evidence in the case, and I'll call you again once we've got that information to clarify what we've got. Then that information will then be put forward to the Scottish Redress Panel. You don't need to attend that panel. It's a closed door panel, and you will be aware of what date that's going to be held, because I'll let you know. So as part of our compliance, I have to go through with you the options, what you can do for Scottish Redress. So you can independently claim this and research your own evidence. You can have a different solicitor from England or Scotland who's accepted the fee of £2,000 to act on your behalf for Scottish Redress. They'll receive that fee if you win or lose. Or you can have ourselves, NNA Legal, act on your behalf. We've opted out of the fee from Scottish Redress, and we only take 20%.
I'm happy for you to go ahead and just offer me.
Yeah, okay. It's just that because we record our calls, you have to make sure that you're aware of our fees. So our fees are 20%, and you don't pay anything if you lose, so we're completely independent and acting for you. You're entitled to a 14-day cooling-off period, George. Are you happy to wait for that 14 days, or would you like us to proceed immediately?
I'm happy for you to go ahead.
Okay. And do you have any other questions for me today?
No, that's good. It's very helpful. That's good. That's all right.
Lovely. That's brilliant. So that's everything from me today. If you do get any questions, George, feel free to give me a call. And as soon as I've got any more information, I will get in contact with you.
Okay, no worries.
Thanks. All right, George. Thanks. Bye. Bye.